This is the story of Lao. Every morning, the old sisters would meet in the square mall for Tai Chi and gossip, mostly gossip. With them came their companion pooches, some ancient enough that they arrived in carry bags, too old to walk. The dogs would sniff each other and the surroundings, gossiping in an olfactory way. Peepy, did you eat pop stickers again last night? Phew! Yuichun, better than having white flower oil rubbed on one's behind, Miss Prissy. Speaking of behinds, Peepy still had the flame of youth in his loins, and so would mount Yuichun at every opportunity. Yuichun means imbecile in Mandarin. Old muscles trembling with the effort, he looked ecstatic and exhausted at the same time. Peepy, however, had seen better days. He'd gotten into a bunch of Sichuan peppercorns a few years ago, and it completely destroyed the muscles and nerves in his tongue. Now the darn thing just hung down, so he always looked exhausted, thirsty, or in heat. When he closed his mouth, people thought he was being disrespectful, so the old men would frequently give him the boot, feigning, of course, an agile Tai Chi move. Eating was a problem for Peepy, for it was difficult to tell the difference between food and tongue, and of course, there was no taste, so he never knew what he was eating. Yet, every day Peepy would come to the square a little older. With age came one slow eye, fewer teeth, less hair. Each day would be a new cartoon, his head sticking out of the carry bag, looking like a drunken pirate. Inside, he was still 16. I could tell.